On page two, those aids are more technical. They are wrapped into the condition of number three on the third page.
Doing that again. Page two of what?
So the staff report? Ben, can you go downstairs and make copies of it?
And run some copies. You gave me 5 minutes.
Okay. They should have been emailed to you, and then, yes, we should have also made paper copies as well.
All right. In the interest of keeping things moving, let's put that one on hold. D2, Texaco rental number 5, in Rock Sports Complex, temporary uses. This is notification to the Planning Commission that the building inspections Department of Building Services is going to issue temporary occupancy for C1 in the stadium so that we can continue activities, although all of the conditions are not met. Preliminary, primarily landscape issues and some others. The owner, Mr. Zimmerman, has given us a letter of credit, a personal guarantee that this will be done, and there is a fixed timetable.
Not just that either.
Not only buildings, that's set forth in the letter goals to the council action sheet.
Right.
And the common council, I do have one question. It was to the director of inspection services, who is president, who has set forth on the copy of the council action sheet before the commission, issuance of temporary occupancy permits is a longstanding administrative decision by staff, and the question for my recollection from Council President Andrea was with regard to the conditions we placed on these temporary use permits, and the response was that the time limited and that there was a need for any public health and safety.
Community Center parking lot expansion and creation. Mr. Deal.
Thank you. So this is not a public hearing. This is a PDD amendment and a site plan. This is for the Polish Community Center. Let's see if we need the area later. So again, the PDD was created for the Polish Community Center and for the Conservancy adjacent property as well. For the Polish Community Center, like many of the PDDs, it specifically identifies every single building that is approved, and that's the only thing that's approved. Every single parking lot and how many parking spaces they can have. All of that is directly part of that PDD ordinance. So if they want to make changes, add more buildings, add more parking, they have to change the PDD. So they do want to add more parking. That's why we're here for a PDD amendment and a site plan. They are proposing to add some parking on the east side, 30-some spaces, I believe, and then 81 or something on the west side. The staff is recommending approval with conditions. We have no objection to the parking lot expansion per se. That's going to be the PDD ordinance. So there are no extra conditions for that. But for the site plan changes, which is the second resolution, the staff does have some recommended conditions. They all pertain to landscaping. So it's a little bit complicated in this instance. The normal UDO landscape standards apply. And in addition, this PDD requires some landscaping if any existing trees are ever removed. In both cases, that is sort of happening. On the east side, they are removing some landscape trees that were required as part of their approved landscape plan. They will replace those. They are proposing to replace those trees on the one-to-one basis. They do not want to plant any additional landscaping that's normally required for parking spaces. That's the UDO requirement that does apply here. You know, for every 5 parking spaces, they have to provide 1 shade tree, 1 decorative tree, 1 evergreen tree, and 1 shrub. They don't want to do that. That's the east side. On the west side, they are removing some of the existing woodland, and that removal, in addition to what has historically been removed for the Polish Community Center, adds up to be about 23% of the woods on that property would now be removed. As you may recall, the UDO requires or allows up to 30% removal. If they want more than 30% of the woods removed, they have to do a natural resource special exception. They don't want to do a natural resource special exception, so they're trying to stay under that 30%. And currently they're at 23%. So they also don't want to do any landscaping for the parking lot on this side either. The 5 parking spots for 1 tree and shrub and stuff for every 5 parking stalls, they don't want to do that on this side either. It is not clear in their materials what they're doing for the existing woods. In one paragraph, they talk about the standards that are in Part 4 of the UDO, which identifies mitigation requirements for trees, woodlands that are removed. In the next paragraph, they refer to the standards in the PDD, which is for every tree cut down over 8 inches of diameter, they replace with 2. It's not clear which one they're proposing. So the applicant's going to want to come up here and explain what they're proposing in terms of that mitigation. Staff is recommending that the full UDO required landscaping be provided. That's our recommendation. Otherwise, we're okay.
I'm not going to disrespect you, but tonight, Mr. Skoransky, would you like to come up and bring your engineers?
Thank you.
Okay, you guys are on.
Kenneth Skoransky, 8642 South 116th Street, resident Franklin. I am the president of the COVID Center of Franklin.
Jason Deering here with Hayes Engineering, 316 Milwaukee Street, Milwaukee.
Tim Hayes, Hayes Engineering, also 316.
Landscaping for additional parking stalls.
So, Ken, your position is?
Our position is we have more trees on that property than we need. The reason that we're putting that parking lot into the forest is not going to ruin the aesthetics. It's not going to ruin the treescape and canopy. There are some in there that are dead. They're going to be going. We feel that the put additional trees in that property, the only place you would go with them, and I think everybody sitting here is familiar with our property, it's down in front of our main view to the pond, and I would not allow any trees to be put into that area. That is our very prestigious view of that property. And to put anything in there of a treescape, more trees would be defeating the purpose of what our property is. Our property is very pristine, it's well kept, and I don't think it's going to enhance or be in the good management, even though the UDO is there, but the UDO, past experience, does not cover all circumstances. So I would be against putting any additional trees in there. We are. That is on the new parking lot. On the other one, yeah, we're going to put a couple of trees back because where we're at, we might even pull them out and put them back in again because some of our mature and they're in pretty nice shape. So that would be it. I would entertain any of your questions or for the rest of the team here. But I think we've done a good job. The property is in tremendous shape. And taking a few trees that we have to take out of there will not diminish the integrity, even of the ordinance, by having to be replacing them. Because I think we have a beautiful forest that we have there, and the environment is in very good shape.
Where are we on storm drainage calcs, and will any storm drainage improvements will that affect even more trees?
No, we just saw in the write-up that the calculations have been reviewed by every department. Is that right? I don't believe it requires it.
Not that we know. Not as of 2 weeks ago, unless you talked to Sarah sooner. No, I talked before.
Last I talked to Sarah Arnold, I don't believe they've been submitted. Last I've talked to Sarah Arnold, I don't believe they've been submitted.
Here's the comment that came back on the report for tonight. It says,
okay. Maybe there's some misunderstanding on my part. But.
So the site stormwater calcs, including the DNRs, notice of intent, stormwater discharge, WPDS, whatever they're calling it these days, has been submitted to the state. The stormwater plans have been submitted to engineering. I believe that was on Monday,
okay.
Along with the electronic file followed up because it was on the wrong desk down in the planning department. So it has been submitted to staff for review, as well as the DNR for state permits for stormwater discharge. And no, the stormwater management does not need to alter the pond at all. It's a modification of the outlet structure only to meet the requirements that we understand staff is looking for,
okay.
As well as the DNR state requirements.
And then other question, I do notice that there's a lot of really nice trees that are being taken out. So I'll put my Kevin Haley hat on. I understand that you're surrounded by woods. You're right, probably a lot of those trees in there are probably dead or dying. Maybe the mitigation might be where you go ahead and take out those dead and dying trees and use that opportunity to fill those spaces with some nice trees. So I guess I'd like to see some mitigation along those lines.
Yeah, in time we will do that. And once we get a little more lay of how that parking lot is going to go, the parking lot goes in there, and the terracing of the parking lot, we will put more overall foliage, more attractive colorful plants. That's why we don't want to put up any additional trees. But as far as the rest of the property in the back, everything does not have a complete lifespan forever. And as the stuff goes down,
that's a
group, but we're pretty good at doing things and making sure everything's done right. And take a lot of pride in it.
I think that'd be acceptable. Is that commitment in the write-up?
No.
Maybe we should make that a commitment.
If the planning commission wishes, staff would still recommend some findings now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Some plantings now, but in those spaces where it needs to be.
I thought he was proposing some plantings in the future.
Oh, no, I'm thinking in the near future.
Even on the landscape, if you look at the prints, we have a built up for the
recommendation is that they do a landscaping plan that shows where the trees would go. So we're not telling them yet where they would go.
Okay.
We're just saying they should show us where they're going to go. But he does have a point. It's going to be hard to find places to put all those trees if they would do the full and our full UDO required landscaping. My thought in the back of my brain was going to be, yes, they'd have to spread it out around the site, included by the pond, and try to look for places in the existing woods where there are dead stuff, and they remove that and put some stuff in there to replace it. That was my guess that they would have, what they might have to do. But right now, our condition is that they just do a landscape plan and show us where it would go.
And how are they going to?
So it would be the UDO standards. So the UDO standards don't tell you where to plant the trees.
I understand that.
They just say how many.
But from what I'm understanding is you don't know, and they don't know where they're supposed to put them until.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing.
Okay, I think you can hear me. Okay.
Please.
It helps when you point fingers.
No.
Okay.
Please have a seat. Let me take care of this.
Okay.
Please.
That's my question. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Deedle, could there be considered to fulfill some of the landscaping a bioswale system around the parking lot? And then, no? Well, yeah, but they're going to have a lot more runoff, and that could possibly address and beautify around it. It's just a thought, that's all.
As this is a PDD, there is flexibility for making changes to the standards. I would think this is still minor technical, so we don't need a public hearing. So I think changes could be made through this process tonight and with the Common Council. Something would have to be added, that something different is going to be done. Whether they do half of what the UDO requires or none at all, or they only do what's already in the PDD of the replacement of every existing tree removed, replaced with two. That would have to be specified in this ordinance and in this resolution. As staff, again, our recommendation still is to meet the UDO requirements, but if you guys, if the Plan Commission and Council were going to recommend something different or less, I'd still recommend at least some landscaping.
Well, the reason why I ask is are they in the plan, are they proposing to put a culvert that will be lined with stones or bricks that would lead to the pond? Is that correct?
It's a riprap swale, so the pipe would discharge, and the current condition from one of the parking areas had the riprap swale, about 5-6 feet wide, slightly ditch that flows to the pond.
Right.
We're proposing the same principle to be applied to the new parking area so that it mimics what's already there.
Okay. So again, not particularly appropriate for shrubs or trees because the water would only be there periodically and it could be coming pretty fast during the storm.
As a guy in charge of DPW at an age when I'm got tighter and tighter budgets, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind the Plan Commission that we've had other projects recently where we've allowed part of mitigation to be part of compensated for street trees. So.
I've got three motions on this, but my recommendation relative to the landscape groups that the UDO is just nuts in this regard, specifically in this parcel. So, well, that's what some of this good. But I would like to see a landscape plan. And then negotiation between you guys and staff to figure out
So we charge developers, but we can purchase trees for less, but that includes a lot of other costs for ours. We can cover those other costs.
So, but there's time is the essence here, so we need to figure out how to do that. That would be my recommendations. Let's do a couple of motions first, just to get moving on this. First, the determination that the proposed amendment is a minor one. Such a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. Just anticipating the next motion would be the PDD ordinance. If we do come up with different landscaping standards or requirements, that would be part of the PDD and part of the site plan.
On the motion to determine the minor amendment, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The PDD ordinance, as Joel says, relates to the parking lot expansion and do you have proposed language, Joel?
Maybe, but I just want to clarify, if this is a one-time deal only, I think it could be accomplished in the site plan resolution. If this landscaping standard that we come up with is going to be applied in perpetuity, then it should also be part of the PDD ordinance as well.
You're probably going to be dead before it comes back again. So let's not make it perpetuity. Let's make it for this one.
Okay. Then I'd say then you could probably do the PDD ordinance as well.
Well, we didn't talk about any issues with the parking. Okay, is there a motion to recommend approval of ordinance to amend 15-3.0433 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District 28, Polish Festival Bank, Polish Community Center to allow additional parking at 6941 South 68th Street, that's on the roads.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. So now the site plan. Joel, any thoughts?
Well, the last part of your recommendation is pretty straightforward. How we track that or verify that could be a little bit difficult. The one-for-one replacement of trees that are existing as they die or replace could be difficult to track, but easy to write up.
How often do we track?
Only when somebody complains or when they come in with a new project.
And they're good citizens, they're Polish staff.
If that's the case, then I would specify that it is only for healthy native trees and landscape plan required trees. We won't require that for dead, diseased, or invasive species of trees, I'm assuming.
That would be my suggestion. All right, so we need a motion. So we need to think about this while I read the motion and then think about how you want it to read. Okay, any objections on that? That's gonna be okay. Is there a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for a property located at 6941 South 68th Street to allow for expansion of the Eastman parking lot and creation of the Southwest parking lot for the Polish Community Center, tax 743-897-8004? And
I would say adding as condition number 8 that the applicant shall. To address its landscaping requirements, the applicant shall.
Wait a minute. Where's the microphone? You better record this. Can't you hear that? Sure.
So the motion would be to add a new condition number 8 to the site plan resolution, saying that to address the landscaping requirements. The applicant shall replace all existing native trees as they die on a one-to-one basis with similar native species in similar locations. Such tree replacement will not be required and will include landscaping trees that were required in previous approved landscape plans, but shall not include replacement of diseased trees or invasive species.
Subject to technical wordsmithing. So, second.
Okay,
20 acres.
My problem with that is, where are you going to put all these trees?
Well, the on the west side, there needs to be a landscaping berm or a buffer yard.
East side.
So they're going to have to, it'll be pretty tight.
On the east side?
Yes, on the east side. So they're going to have to fit it in there. Again, there is some space, and they were already proposing to do that. I believe they were already proposing to do that anyway on the east side. So they will have to stretch it out a little bit more. Some of them will get close to the parking lot. There is a little bit of room. If you look at, I did look at the aerial photographs, there is some room just outside the right-of-way. So you can even see on the aerial photograph, north. Yep. There's a flat spot between the two berms. It's that berm is actually two berms, but a flat spot in between, and there's some room there. And then there's some room probably along the edges of the parking.